News now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
News ready to go. I'm Pam Puso. No arrests in Ferguson, Missouri overnight as crowds of protesters continue to thin 2 weeks after Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer.
I continue to see more and more citizens and police officers making eye contact, smiling at one another, and shaking hands.
State Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson, a grand jury has started hearing evidence, and some people fear violence will be renewed if the officer is not indicted. A shootout between police and a suspect in Southern California has left the suspect dead and one officer critically hurt when bullets started flying in San Bernardino overnight. The injured officer's rookie partner was able to shoot and kill the gunman. After crossing the border into Ukraine, Russian trucks appear to be leaving. That's according to the Associated Press.
We are very concerned by the movement of a Russian convoy across Ukraine's border. We strongly condemn this action and any actions that Russian forces take that increase tensions in the region.
Pentagon spokesman and Rear Admiral John Kirby, Ukraine calls it a direct invasion. Russia maintains the trucks were carrying humanitarian aid. When it comes to fighting the Islamic militant group ISIS, the U.S. says it won't be restricted by borders.
We've shown time and again that if there's a counterterrorism threat, we'll take direct action against that threat if necessary.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes.
We're actively considering what's going to be necessary to deal with that threat.
Earlier this week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs suggested that ISIS can't be defeated without attacking them in Syria as well as Iraq, but Martin Dempsey stopped short of predicting U.S. strikes in Syria. Under investigation in Iraq, Friday's attack on a Sunni mosque that killed more than 60 people, Iraq's parliament speaker says it's unclear if the carnage was carried out by ISIS or Shia militiamen. Findings expected in a couple of days. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This goes out to all the constituents who spent the last 2 years rallying to bring back Burger King chicken fries. To at Kelsey Jones 1, who implored, "Is this a sick, twisted joke? Bring back those chicken fries." And to at Honrich, who posted, "How dare you? Hashtag devastated." And to at Lori Zeladon, who wrote, "I am going out of my freaking mind without hashtag chicken fries." We thank all of you for your unwavering support. Because of you, chicken fries are finally back at Burger King. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Wealth is more than just stocks and bonds. It's the art of making money. Everyone doing it knows you have to see the opportunity. You have to take the chance. You have to have the passion. I live and breathe this stuff. Real estate, startup strategy, tech, art, wine. I know where the action is. I'll get you access to the minds making it happen. You have to play to win, so get in the game. Watch Risk and Reward with me, Deirdre Bolton, weekdays only on Fox Business Network. The power to prosper.
Heading to West Africa to get a first-hand look at the worsening Ebola crisis, CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden.
I want to go there to see, listen, and get a sense for myself of what's going on and what we can do to stop this terrible outbreak more quickly.
Dr. Frieden will visit Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia next week. This is the World Health Organization formulates a plan that may not see results for several months.
The WHO says the plan will be in effect over the next 6 to 9 months, and the organization still doesn't have a timeline for when the Ebola outbreak will end.
Fox News Radio's Colleen Capon. The outbreak has killed more than 1,400 people. Surrendering his license, Oklahoma dentist Scott Harrington.
His clinics have been closed since March 2013. When state health officials told about 7,000 of his current and former patients to get tested for HIV after finding rusty instruments and potentially contaminated drug vials in his offices.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Dozens of Harrington's patients have tested positive for hepatitis C. He's facing a number of lawsuits. From a bar stool to a jail cell, a Texas man is accused of leaving his three kids alone in a car.
Ocala, Texas police say Joshua DeLong spent about 4 hours in the bar before someone noticed his 5-, 7-, and 8-year-olds were in the car honking the horn and yelling, "Daddy." DeLong allegedly tried to drive off but was stopped by security staff. That's when police say a group of bar customers taunted him before he was punched in the face and knocked out. DeLong faces three counts of child neglect, but claims his wife must have set him up. Joe Chiarl, Fox News Radio.
She drowned in a bucket of water. Alaska state troopers say a one-year-old girl is dead after falling into the bucket at her home. The half-full, 5-gallon pail was being used to wash hands since the home has no running water. Pam Puseo, Fox News Radio.
We'll be in good shape after we scour the clouds and the shower threat out today. Today, probably the worst of the weekend days. But for the most part, it doesn't look like it's going to be a washout. Got an east-northeasterly flow. Clouds are in. 76 degrees, about in that range as we get into the afternoon hours, with a few showers around. Tonight will fall to 62, and we'll start breaking up the cloud party. And then on Sunday, gorgeous sunshine. Certainly the better day of the weekend. 80, more sunshine and low 80s Monday. I'm Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is David Lewis, pastor of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church. I've been excited to bring you our 60-second moments of truth during the week. The truth is important. Jesus said in John 8:32 that knowing the truth will make you free, and we'll only be able to keep our freedoms if we hold on to that which is true. The truth of God's Word is important to us at Cub Hill Church. In fact, that's all we preach. Why don't you come out and join us? We're open every Sunday. We have an adult Bible study at 10:15 a.m. and our worship service is at 11. We're located about a mile and a half north of Beltway Exit 31B, right at the corner of Harford and Cub Hill Roads. Call if you have any questions or need further directions. Our number is 410-661-9419. Again, this is David Lewis, pastor of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church and purveyor of A Moment of Truth.
Stay informed all day on the latest breaking news and stimulating talk.
Listen while you work on AM 680 and WCBM.com.
The most powerful names in news and talk, Fox News and Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we've apparently started something here. We got some callers on the line, and we also have Joe Evans on the line from the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We want to talk about the run-up to the grand finale of the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and we're going to take a call from by the way, thanks to Robert from Laurel from joining the Maryland Hunting Coalition while he was listening to the show, apparently. Let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you doing? Fran? Hello? Oh, Fran's online, too. You got it? Hello, Fran?
Yes.
Hi. How are you? Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Alan?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine. I haven't called you in a while.
I know.
I've been listening.
Yeah.
But listen, I've been thinking, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you know, unfortunately, politics gets into everything.
Well, absolutely. That's what the whole Maryland Hunting Coalition is about, as far as politics.
you were talking about the hunters registering to vote.
Yes.
And how important and powerful the vote is, right?
Yes, exactly.
I start thinking to myself, I thought, well, instead of begging the men, what about a challenge like a Stand By Your Men challenge to the women?
Ooh, I like
because
it.
All the women out there, I mean, for every hunter, right?
Yep.
He has maybe a spouse, a girlfriend,
yeah,
a sister, a mother,
yeah,
a niece. Okay, you can maybe get five people that may not be registered to vote,
yeah,
to vote. And it'd be sort of like protect your man because you depend on him to protect you in case we're attacked, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you depend on him sometimes to provide food. So you know how we women have to sometimes help our men.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
I was thinking what you could do is appeal to the women as a Stand By Your Man challenge. If we get in a situation where we really need the vote, and the men aren't registered, you could have four or five women per man run to the polls and make a difference.
Oh, you know what, Fran? That is an absolutely brilliant idea.
You like that?
I do. Do you have email?
No, I don't. Not
you,
right now.
You don't have email.
No.
Would you mind staying on the line? And if I could get your phone number, I want to call you and discuss this.
Oh, sure.
All right. We're gonna put you. Thank you for a brilliant idea. We're gonna put you on hold. No, we'll get your phone number, your name and phone number, and I'll call you hopefully sometime this week. Thank you, Fran. Mr. Joe Evans, you're up. You're in the barrel, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good. Are you awake?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Ah, good. Glad to hear that. I'm not quite yet, but you know, I'll be there.
For you.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, well, we're ramping up for the big grand finale of the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
Maryland Fishing Challenge, yeah.
Yeah, featuring Diamond Jim. And probably your first question will be, how many Diamond Jims have been caught since...
Actually, I was going to ask you how many brook trout were caught, but that's okay. If you want to talk about Diamond Jim, we'll talk about Diamond Jim.
Sure.
What's up?
Well, the current number of tagged fish that have been caught...
Yes.
...is 27.
Wow.
Which is a big number, but it's only about half of where we were this time.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And nobody's scrambling quite as badly as they were in the last week, last year.
No. It's a little busy nonetheless.
That's good.
We've had a lot of really, really neat people who've caught the fish, some great anglers. And for the most part, they're all pretty intense. You know, the gal that won last year was, it was our first big money winner. $25,000. She had just booked a charter for her fiance.
Right.
And they took her along since she, paid for it.
Well, sure.
And, but she doesn't fish at all. This year is a little bit different. We've pretty much all of the anglers have been really keen anglers who fish a lot.
Good.
They belong to their fishing organizations, either MSSA or CCA or
yeah,
both. And we have had a couple of anglers from outside of the state. Delaware's got a couple of anglers, Pennsylvania. And then we've got one guy who's like in Monrovia or someplace.
Really?
Happened to be over with a friend. And we don't think he's going to make it.
You don't think he's going to make it to the finale? Oh, man.
But,
now, is he a Diamond Jim guy?
Actually, that guy is a citation.
Oh, citation fish. Okay, gotcha.
I just had to bring that guy.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good, though. That's pretty
people
cool.
Come from all over the world to fish in Maryland.
You know they do. You're absolutely right. There's no question about it. So,
yeah.
But, the striped bass continues to lead the number of species in the Maryland Fishing Challenge with, looks like the latest number is 786 than what I have. You know,
I've got an update for you. We're at 802.
802 on striped bass.
Striped bass,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and the distant second, of course, is white perch.
Yep.
At 75. So
right.
And it's not that folks are catching more striped bass than perhaps brown trout. It's just for whatever reason, striped bass is the
it's our
popular.
Yeah, I mean it's our
part of our citation program or our angler award program.
Sure, and it's iconic, and it's what a lot of people fish for. There's not, I would say, percentage wise, there's probably about 100 times more people fish for striped basses do brown trout, maybe even more than that. So,
well, I'm not sure. You know, we actually sell more freshwater or non-tidal licenses than we do saltwater licenses.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second, because it looks to me like we've got kind of a disparity there between the number of citations in the Chesapeake Bay and number of citations in freshwater.
Yeah, I think some of it, I won't blame it all on Dom and Jim, but in some ways Dom and Jim has been so successful as a concept that it's kind of distracted folks from the opportunities with other fish.
Sure.
And, a red-eared sunfish.
I saw that.
Could be the angler award that wins you a boat from Tracker Marine or a trip from to the Caribbean from World Fishing Network or
exactly. And there's
we would like to see certainly see folks participate more in the angler award program, all across the state.
Sure.
But for some reason, the Chesapeake Bay is really, really dominant.
What surprises me is Spanish mackerel from the Chesapeake Bay, which is a part-time fish. I mean, from now through, October, maybe they're here.
Yeah.
It has the same amount of entries as yellow perch, which is absolutely amazing to me, given the quality of the yellow perch fisher here in Maryland and the citation-sized fish that can be caught early on in the Susquehanna and in the rivers and Deep Creek Lake. I mean, all year long you can catch citation-sized yellow perch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just sharing here off the cuff, Joe, I think some type of enhanced promotion for the freshwater guys is probably deemed for next year, I would think.
Yeah, it may be coming. We we don't have a strategy yet for it, but I think we'd love to see participation in the award program.
And even with all the effort on the invasive species, we've got three blue cats, three flatheads, and where's the snakehead fall on this? What did I see? Seven or something like that?
Yeah,
seven or eight. So, a little more outreach to that type of thing, and that's what we try to do here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. And here's the way I think this should work. If somebody's listening to us today and they have a brother-in-law in Frederick County, they ought to call him up and say, hey, you know that pond we used to fish? Why don't we see if we can catch a citation bluegill? Why don't we see if we can catch a citation crappie? And as far as an enhancement, I don't know, maybe something like Pennsylvania used to do with their, if you got a bear and a buck and a turkey gobbler during the hunting season, you won what was called a triple trophy award. Maybe in the Keys in Florida, you've got the what do they call it? Grand Slam. If you catch a permit, a tarpon, and a bonefish all in one day,
right?
It's a Grand Slam.
Yep.
So maybe something like that. I mean, I'm not running a contest, obviously, but I'm just throwing out ideas. So,
well, ideas are what makes things work. So those are some good ones. I've participated some in Virginia's Master Angler program.
Yeah.
And that's a great format, where you can just kind of, you don't really win anything to speak of it there, but you do get recognized for citation fish in different categories and different species.
Sure.
And, it provides a little growth opportunity and some recognition for good luck and good skill.
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. And, there's probably some other things that can be done and that can be discussed at another time. But so tell us a little bit more about the grand finale. Do we have there? You really don't have any idea who's going to show up till the day, do you?
Well, we don't. We've got right now 1,230 roughly angler award winners.
That's up considerably since the beginning, though. I mean, I think I remember it was a couple of years ago when I was there, it was, I think I remember 911 because it was 9/11. I mean, we were talking about 9/11, or something.
Yeah, I think the enthusiasm has grown. And some of that may be because the success of our Angler's Log, which has been a great resource.
Right.
And for those that don't know, it's just an opportunity for everybody to join in a conversation in
right.
a safe place because it's a DNR-hosted site, web page, where folks can log in their catch and tell us a little bit about where they caught them and share the information. And it's been popular. We have a lot of people participating, but we have even more people who check in.
They may not participate. They just want to spy on it, huh?
Yeah, we have intelligence.
Of course.
Where the action is and a little distraction at work maybe. But And so we get some great photographs. We've one that from this week, there's a kayaker who caught a 48-inch black drum up near the Bay Bridge. It's a great shot. I'm not sure how he got it. These kayakers are ingenious, but
yes.
I would recommend people check that out. It's a huge fish, and the guy caught it from a kayak.
Nice,
pretty cool.
Yes, indeed. We were impressed with the fellow that wrote the article on crabbing from a kayak. In the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, and how he rigged everything up, and the particular kayak that he used, and they are ingenious.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Do everything in a limited amount of space. You know, run a trot line from a kayak. Okay.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Whatever.
All right. Well, good. Joe, we're going to take a short break. We'll get right back to you here. Talk more about the Maryland Fishing Challenge and a run up to the. Run up to the grand finale coming up on the 7th of September, Sunday this year. So let me tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. If you want to go fishing and for this last week of the challenge through Labor Day, where you can find the best here in Baltimore, where we're signed some of the best fishing tackle and advice, is Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, and they've got everything you need. If you need some fresh line for your reel, they'll spool that on for you. If you need baits for panfish or rockfish and anything in between, they can help you out with that too. Live bait, frozen bait, you name it, crabbing supplies, crab traps, crab pots, crab trot lines, steamers and seasoning too if you need it, and that's at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, they're located in Lansdowne. The address is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there off Beltway exit number 9, and you can call them at 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Not only the run-up for fall fishing, but don't forget they've got everything for archery and firearms from Browning and Remington and all the major brands. They're having a day for hunters next Saturday at the store, and you can check that out on the website if you want. ClydeSports.com, ClydeSports, two S's in the middle, .com, Clyde Sports Shop. Great to have them as a sponsor. Chesapeake Outdoors, I stopped by the other day, got some arrows, and they have some T-shirts out there by Yale Sportswear that have a little bit of Chesapeake life on them. You might want to check those out. You know, everybody wants to promote crabbing and fishing and all that. Well, the Chesapeake Life T-shirts, kind of bay time, I think is what they're called. I've got one. I haven't worn it yet, Charlie. Sorry, buddy, but I just haven't. And I'm going to try that out. Maybe I'll wear that today or tomorrow down to the outdoor show. But check that out, too. Full line of clothing, all the archery tackle you could need, one, or imagine. The crossbows by Barnett and Mission and Parker and Excalibur and Carbon Express and compound bows by Matthews Solo Cam, including the new Creed XS. And also the Parker compound bows as well. Shotguns and muzzleloaders, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That's on Route 50 East, exit 39B, right there on Kent Island. Route 50 East, 39B, right across the Bay Bridge. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. 7890199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X spray-on bedliner.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
It's your chance to sound off on local, national, and international developments from 9 to noon on the Tom Marr Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So I have a damn good dinner. Crab cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his voice, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man, talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man trout, line of crabs, tonguing oysters and working the beef. Talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man.
Can't forget about the water man, can we? Bird Dog Wheeler and the Road Kings, right? That's right. You know those guys, Joe?
I do. I love Bird Dog. Like way back when, you might remember this, when we cracked open the new Bass Pro Shop. That was
I remember.
The promotions guy that preceded you, and
yeah.
It was my job to set up the big grand opening thing, and
yeah.
That's who I picked for the opening band.
Oh, yeah.
Entertaining Johnny Morris and everybody, and they loved him.
Bird Dog.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Listen, that's a great ad you've put together for the fishing challenge. I wanted to add something, and
sure.
I'm happy to say that Costa Del Mar has come on as a premier sponsor.
Wonderful.
And so they'll be there for the first time this year. They're this weekend, actually. They're bringing down their tricked-out 1962 Scout.
Wow.
They take to all their shows, and they're going to bring it. It's going to be down there. They're going to have a tent and a booth set up for the entire weekend.
Cool.
Festival, and they'll be displaying those great
Costa Del Mar sunglasses.
And,
yeah.
They'll be selling glasses there. And
good.
And we'll be giving away a whole bunch of glasses during the event.
Really?
So there's still time to catch an award, angler award sized fish.
Yes, there is. Yep, and now through Labor Day, which is September 1.
And I'll also say that this is a year-round tournament, so the day after Labor Day, the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge starts.
Kicks off, exactly right.
It's going.
Yep. Yeah.
And Paul Genovese and his crew at DNR just did a great job of, you know, he and Keith Lockwood and some others, of kind of revamping the process for submitting your angler award. And it's so easy now. All you have to do is, if you catch a fish that's of a, you know, angler award size,
yep,
which there's a list of sizes for more than 60 species in three different divisions.
Right. Chesapeake, freshwater, and, well, Chesapeake and tidal, and then offshore. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, coastal.
For coastal, yeah.
Yeah, for surf fishermen, too.
All you have to do is take it by your local tackle shop, pretty much all of them. I don't think we've got any tackle shops that are not part of the program. You just take it in. They'll confirm the length of the fish, and they give you a ticket right there. And that ticket...
And that ticket for the...
To the grand finale,
right there.
And you just take that ticket and then follow the instructions and register your fish online. And the rest just happens. And that, you know, gets you an invitation to the finale. And whoever makes it to the finale is part of the drawings for Costa sunglasses, an exotic trip from the World Fishing Network, tackle from Bass Pro and Bill's Outdoor Center.
Sure.
And a boat from Tracker Marine. So it's
all good
strong stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, all good stuff. Well, I hope Phil St. Moritz is here this year. I'd like to talk to him again. So
he's coming.
Is he going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Phil from Bill's Outdoor
Center. Bill's Outdoor Center. Great, great. And everybody gets everybody that comes gets a T-shirt from Under Armour?
Yeah, and they're awesome. This year, they're this incredible sort of marigold gold color.
Ooh, marigold gold. I know our producer, Noah, would like that marigold gold color.
Yeah.
He's into, what is that you're wearing today? Is that salmon or coral? Oh, he's calling it orange. It's more, it's somewhere between salmon and coral. I'm not sure what.
Well, these are all donated by Under Armour, and they have the Maryland Fishing Challenge graphic on them, which is awesome.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Under Armour, and it kind of surprised me, but Under Armour calls this yellow that the shirts are this year Steeltown Yellow, which...
That's Pittsburgh, baby.
Kind of surprised me.
Steeltown Yellow. You got to love that.
If you can get around that, then it's not Ravens Purple. So that'll be next year. But anyway, if you can get over the...
The Steelers. You know, the Steelers. The grass is always greener. What can I say?
Yeah. So, anyways, they're cool looking shirts. Everybody will get one that shows up for the finale. Everybody, all the Angler Award winners will get one. And we'll be seeing them. People will be wearing them.
Oh, I know. I see them out there.
Yeah.
I see them out there. So, very good. Man, it sounds like a good time will be had by all.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Did I failed to announce who our MC is going to be for this year.
You having an MC, are you?
We're glad to announce that the person we wanted as our chief MC for this event has agreed.
Yeah.
And so we're bringing him in.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Jay Park, and his name is Alan Ellis.
Hey! How about that?
So we wanted to thank Alan publicly for accepting this.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. My honor to do that. It's going to be fun. We're gonna get the crowd jacked up. And anybody who's won an Angler Award and shows up at this event, you know, we're going to have a good time. There's no question about it. We're just going to cut loose and have a good time. Of course, there's a, you know, pre-printed script that we have to stick to, kind of.
We can work with you on that.
Yeah, I know. So,
and the big new things, of course, this invasive species category is a new thing. We've got two state record holders from the summer who actually achieved their state records essentially on the same day. These are for snakeheads. And then, you know, we also have different ways for anglers who've caught blue cats or flathead catfish
right.
to join in.
Right.
And, that's going to gain some popularity. It took a while for it to get some traction, but the word's getting out.
Yep.
And we have special prizes or surprise opportunities for invasive species anglers.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're just a heads up for you, I'd like to work all the state records into the next spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, where we do the annual fishing outlook. I'd like to promote that a little bit more and do a column on our state records. And,
sure.
You know, that's kind of a heads up, and also a review and photos of the of the Diamond Gym grand finale for the – well, the Diamond Gym and the grand finale for the Maryland Fishing Challenge for all the Angler Award winners. So we'll incorporate a little bit more of that into the upcoming spring issue. So we have some time.
Sure.
Yeah. So and I, Joe, I want to thank you for all the efforts on your behalf of coordinating the articles that we publish in Maryland Loves Crabs and in the spring once-a-year Fishing Outlook issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Joe works diligently to get all those articles proofread and approved and everybody to sign off on them, and has actually written some pretty good stuff, too. You wrote a good article on one of our native crabbers here in Maryland. In the Maryland Loves Crabs, which is still online, mdlovescrabs.com, if anybody wants to see that. And I don't think the spring issue is still online, but somewhere somebody has an archive. But
and crabbing's picking up, by the way.
Yes, crabbing is picking up, believe it or not, right here at the end of the summer, that's for sure. We're hearing about that. Little slow start. Of course, rumors are abounding all over the Southern Maryland show down there, the Country Life Festival. The rumors are abounding among the Southern Maryland crabbers that there's going to be a moratorium announced on no crabbing in the Maryland area at all next year for anybody, recreational and commercial.
Yeah, I think that's not going to happen.
And I pretty much stayed out of the conversation. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stayed out of that conversation because I just did.
Yeah, my understanding is that there probably will be some harvest cutbacks, small.
Yep.
But I haven't seen what that may be, but the moratorium is not.
No, I can't imagine.
It's gotten stirred up in the press a little bit. You know, it seemed like a simple solution, but it's not so simple with crabs.
No.
And you know, they're a tropical animal,
and it's
have
like
good years, and they have bad years.
As somebody in fisheries told me, it's like trying to manage insects, bugs crawling along the bottom of the bay, and we don't know what's going on down there. So
sounds delicious.
Bring me a dozen of those big bugs.
Well, we eat crawfish too. You know, so
that's true. More big bugs and lobster. Yeah. All right, Joe. Hang on. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
All right.
Showers in the forecast as we go through the beginning of the weekend, but better days coming, especially as we look ahead towards Sunday and Monday. Clouds around this morning and a few showers possible. No widespread rain. Chance of showers this afternoon, 74. Tonight, some clouds, 62, but take a look at Sunday. Mostly sunny, near 80. I'm Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Women account for less than 8% of CEOs at venture-backed firms, occupy just 17% of board seats at Fortune 500 companies, and own a mere 30% of all companies. But early data suggests they're outperforming men in another arena, raising money online via crowdfunding. On Kickstarter, where backers make contributions in exchange for rewards, women-led companies account for less than 10% of technology projects. But about two-thirds of women-led tech ventures reach their fundraising goals versus just 30% of tech ventures with male founders. Overall, women are 13% more likely than men to meet their Kickstarter goals. How female entrepreneurs fare on crowdfunding sites such as Kickstarter is notable because women tend to launch businesses with less financing than men and have more difficulty raising funding, making it tougher for their firms to grow. Overall, men start companies with nearly twice as much capital as women. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now giving listeners of this station a complete ProGel teeth whitening kit as a free sample. This ProGel kit includes everything you need to get a dramatically whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. This free sample offer expires immediately when the samples are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-397-7258. 800-397-7258. 800-397-7258.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back with Joe Evans from the Maryland Fisheries Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service, and we're talking about the run-up to the grand finale, or what did you call it? What did we call it? The run-up? The countdown? Whatever.
I was supposed to call that works for me. But, yeah, countdown.
The grand finale. Now, the challenge ends on the first, Labor Day.
Right, yeah, midnight on Labor Day. Yeah.
And then the grand finale event is on the 7th, which is Sunday.
Exactly.
Two weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's in conjunction with the Maryland Seafood Festival at Sandy Point.
Yeah, I think this may be the 47th or 48th running of the Maryland Seafood Festival. And it's big. And getting bigger. And they've got a lot of cool stuff coming. I don't know if anybody watched, I think it was America's Got Talent, but they had this acrobatic pogo stick team that was in contention for got pretty far in the contest. Well, they're coming. So they're going to be there bouncing around doing flips on pogo sticks.
Oh, good
grief.
I think
I may have done one of those as a child.
I did a couple of flips off my pogo stick. No question about it.
Wasn't on purpose. they're going to be there. There's some great music and rock and roll that's going to be going on throughout the day. And it's just a terrific time of year to spend that at Sandy Point State Park. So if folks are interested in having a fun day, they ought to come out and, you know, take in the grand finale and all the crabs and french fries and beer and
all the good stuff.
Crab soup and everything that's going to be going on out there for a day at Sandy Point State Park.
Yeah, quite frankly, it's not that hard to get into the park. I mean, you know, you may have to walk a little bit because of the parking situation, but you know what? A good time can be had by all. So I look forward to seeing all the anglers out there and having fun talking to those folks and handing out some awards with in conjunction with whoever else is up there on the stage, and that would be great. So
it'll be a fun day for sure.
Yep, indeed. I think
I know Matt Sell's going to be there. I think Matt's been a guest on this show from out in Western Maryland. So
look forward to
meeting everybody and having fun. So
it'll be good.
All right. Well, good. I didn't do my live commercials today for Diamond Jim. I knew you were coming on. We're going to talk about Diamond Jim. We'll wrap that up again here. But we're looking for tagged fish. How many did you say we have now? 20?
27. Not all of them have been checked.
Yeah.
You know, but if I had to predict, I think we'll probably go into the finale with a little over 30 fish.
Probably.
There'll be a couple of fish caught this weekend for sure.
Yep.
And
we've got the Stars and Stripers out there going on right now with the fishing guides out of Dominion Marina, put on by the Project Healing Waters. I don't know if you're familiar with Roger Carlson, but he was on last week, and we talked about that event. We want to wish those guys a lot of luck out there. Hope that the wind isn't too bad on the bay for them to catch some stripers, and hopefully one of those guys will wind up catching a tagged fish. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
one of those wounded veterans. You know?
What's happened this year, last year, is our Chesapeake Bay anglers are pretty good. They were sharing information.
Sure.
So that information pops up on the angler's log, and what happens by August, everybody's kind of figured out where the fish are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
exactly.
We've really seen it ramp up. You know, June, we didn't have any tagged caught in the month of June.
Right.
Of course, we release fish every month.
Every month,
so
sure.
July, we released another batch, and I think we had about 11 tagged fish caught.
Right.
And then August just took off.
Yeah.
And,
well, the prize ramps up too. We go from $10,000 for Diamond Jim if he's caught in June to $20,000 if he's caught in August to $20,000 if he's caught in July, and $25,000 if he's caught in August. So who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? But you know, it's always fun to talk to those anglers who catch those fish and get their stories about catching, you know, the tagged fish and what they did when they saw the fish come aboard and had a tag in it and calling the number and all the process they had to go through to, you know, to verify their catch and that type of thing. So it's a cool deal.
Yep, it's fun.
Yep, and you get to do a lot of the work.
It's fun work. But yeah, I've checked in a lot of fish.
Yeah, I'm sure, no doubt.
But the folks are neat. It's interesting. Everybody's got a story.
Everybody has a story.
And actually, one guy's a dentist, and he was actually had a patient in the chair when I did my phone interview, and I kept saying, "Hey, look, you know, I can call you back." And I think his patient was one of his fishing buddies, and they're like, "No, no. keep talking. Don't worry about me." You know.
one thing you never want to hear your dentist say is "oops."
Right.
You know? Yeah. That's going to heal. That'll heal up. Don't worry about it.
I chose my dentist based on the fact that he's an angler.
Okay. So, good for you.
I understand it. I know why.
Yeah.
I know how it works.
That's pretty funny. So, yeah. All right, Joe. Well, any comments you want to make to the anglers or more about the fishing challenge? We're more than glad. We know we got some changes coming next year. You don't know what they're all going to be, but
I would mainly just make a shout out for all the other fish that aren't striped bass in the Maryland. Maryland's got probably the most broad selection of fishing opportunities of any state in the union, with brook trout in Western Maryland being some of the best largemouth bass fishing in the world, all the way to the white marlin capital of the world at Ocean City. We just got so many fishing options. It's a shame that we ever have to go to work. And so I would just encourage people to join in on the fun we're having with the
keep buying those lottery tickets, folks.
For these other fish. I mean, we've only got, I think right now, 3 bluefish in the angler award program. And all I hear from my striped bass buddies is how they can't stop catching bluefish while they're out there fishing for stripers. And it's like some of those fish are got to be citation.
Oh, absolutely.
Award size.
Sure. I was talking to Pi, one of the owners of Chesapeake Outdoors, the other day, and he was out last weekend and caught some Spanish mackerel. So, you know, Spanish mackerel in Chesapeake Bay, of course, they're common in the late summer, fall, but you know, that's a fish that not a lot of people have caught or even heard of in the Chesapeake Bay. So,
Well, bluefish, bluegill,
Blue marlin.
Actually, 1 year.
Blue tile fish.
A white perch angler won a boat year before last.
Yeah, I remember that. So, yep.
So, you know, spot. Who would think? But we have a angler award size for Norfolk spot. So
right.
Everybody's catching these huge spot and saying they're too big for live line and stripers. Well, you know, put a tape measure on it, bring it in to the tackle shot, and you might
exactly.
win a boat.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Or a trip to the Caribbean, you yeah. know. So I was just a shout-out for all these great other fish that
absolutely.
We have to offer in Maryland.
You got it. All right, buddy. Joe, I appreciate that. We're going to take our final break, and if you need to head out, you're more than welcome to do that, and we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Great. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
You got it. I'll see you in 2 weeks from tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Time for me to tell you about a couple of folks that are involved, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors. Fishing and hunting supplies, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers and crabbers. And it's first choice for Eastern Shore because they're the first place you come to on the Eastern Shore, and that is right there at exit 39B, Route 50 East. And be sure to check out all the archery gear, and especially they've got, I think, five or six different brands of crossbows. Mission, which is a division of Matthews, by the way. The Carbon Express now makes the arrow manufacturer now makes a crossbow. Of course, Barnett, they've improved a thousandfold over what the Barnetts used to be. The Parker crossbows and Excalibur crossbows as well. If you're a crossbow hunter, check out that selection. And then for the compound bow guys, you got the great Matthews bow, headlined by the Creed XS. They've got those and Parker as well. Custom arrows, custom cut arrows. They'll tune your bow for you. They'll set all your accessories on there. You know, your sight and your quiver and your string release and all that. And, of course, all the firearms and ammunition, muzzle loaders, Bubba blade knives, everything for fishing and crabbing, all in one location, Chesapeake Outdoors Incorporated, located Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road, right after you cross the Bay Bridge, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Don't forget to take a look at their casual and camo clothing, too, from great manufacturers like Drake and Under Armour. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. And don't forget to stop by my friends at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. A great selection of firearms, including Browning for the upcoming season. If you want to take a look at some Browning firearms, well, that's the place to do it. They are your full-line Browning dealer with all the firearms made by Browning, including, you know, the new A5. The new A5 is something else, I will tell you. It's called, well, you know, the old humpback A5. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. That's according to Browning. They do have a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee, and the A5 is just a fine, fine firearm, no question about it. If you like pump action, there's the BPS pump, the Maxxis for waterfowl, the great X-Bolt for big game hunting and deer hunting, the Satori 725 Satori, and the BT99 for trap and skeet and for sporting clays. And don't forget the Gold Light, even available in the 10-gauge model. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, firearms for home protection, personal protection as well. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And don't forget, next Saturday I'll be there. They're having a little day for hunters there. The folks from Wild Mineral will be there. Kotobo Crossbows will be there. And some others will be talking about the upcoming hunting season at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 242-6108. 247-3474. 247-FISH is a fishing hotline at Clyde Sports Shop.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and
and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
At night, your radio comes alive with the great one, Mark Levin, at 7, followed by Baltimore's uninhibited radio host, Les Consulting. Then stay tuned for the Savage Nation. The most powerful names in talk are heard on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Oh, Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast, just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Good old Doobie Brothers. Talking about the catfish jumping. You know, have you ever seen catfish jump? I've never seen a catfish jump in my life. Maybe they do. I don't know. Huh? I mean, even after you hook them, I don't think they jump. But maybe. Who knows? Hey, Doobie Brothers. What can I say? All right. Bobby from Linex just texted me and said, don't forget my new address, Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. We will take care of that next week. We will start the new series of commercials announcing the new address for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie on Wholesome Way. So just so all our listeners know, if they're looking for you, still call the same number that they hear in the commercials, and we'll make sure we fix that. So we will. Yep, got a recording session coming up on Monday with our head producer here, and we'll recut that spot for Linex and make sure that we mention Wholesome Way is the new address for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Right? Did I say they're going to be relocating to Wholesome Way? What? Their location is going to be on Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, just in case anybody asks. How's that? All right. Yep. So let's hope Bobby heard that. So, yeah, we planned on revealing that next week, but, you know, the deal's done. You know, this is a sneak preview. Exactly. Yeah. So, and Joe announced that I was going to be the MC for the fishing challenge coming up on the 7th. That's good. But what I would like to tell our listeners, please, if you're a hunter, join the Maryland Hunting Coalition. MDHuntingCoalition.org.
Free membership. Doesn't cost you anything to join. Like I said, eventually we're going to pass the hat. All voluntary. Voluntary 100%. Of course we're going to have fundraisers and raffles and auctions and things like that. Of course we have to do that. And I will be speaking to the folks at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet today. If you're headed to that Martin's East this morning and this afternoon, I'll be there, and I'll tell you about the Merrill Hunting Coalition, and I'll be handing out brochures for anybody that wants one, and they can check that out for themselves. You want to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I guess for now it's time for me to say get out and stay safe, and we'll see you all next week. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Stimulating talk around the clock.